Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that in all sincerity. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, you can head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. There is a boatload going on up there. You just got to pay attention. Anyway, we're coming up on that weekend, right? You know what I call it, right? The barbecue and beer weekend. We'll do more on Monday. Yes, 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 I know. Take time off? Well, you nuts? No, but seriously, in all seriousness, yeah, we call it barbecue and beer weekend. You give me another name for it. How many of you have actually sat down with your kids while you're at the beach, wherever you're at? I'm not trying to take away. Our founding fathers wanted us to celebrate the birth of the country. They wanted us to have fireworks. Right? They call it, what did they call them at the time? Streamers or whatever. Anyway, they wanted us to have fireworks. They wanted us to, you know what else they wanted? You ready for this? Some of you won't believe it. They wanted a day of prayer and thanksgiving to God because of what they had. How do you deny that? I mean, if you do a little homework, how do you deny that? And for those of you who don't believe we should have that or don't believe that it's exactly what they wanted, and then you look it up and you find out it is what they wanted, I'd have to say, if you don't want it, if you think it's wrong, if you don't want to do what they want you to do, then why should you get paid for a holiday? Yeah, some of you will get time and a half. Some of you will get double time from working Monday. So I'd have to ask, why? I love you people. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in any kind of entity. You do believe in getting time and a half, double time, whatever, for working Christmas Day, which should be a regular day for you. Why should you get the special pay, if you would? Right? I always thought that was kind of funny. I don't know if you heard it today, but Joe Biden, this is really scary. And actually, I should say it's scary. It kind of confirms everything the nut jobs on the right. That's what you call guys like me, the nut jobs on the right. Kind of confirms everything we keep telling you. Is that they want a global world order. Now, they could be Soros and the rest of them, but the Democrats want a global world order because they're stupid enough to actually believe they would be part of that world order. They would have power in that world order. Greg Gutfeld today, when he was on the 5, he talked about the Biden administration official defending high gas prices, inflation,
as necessary to defending, ready for this, the liberal world order. Now, think about that. What a scary trip. We were a country of America first, and there's nothing wrong with that. We needed to get strong first. We needed to be strong. We needed to make sure we could defend ourselves before we were going to defend other people. And now, it's America last. We gave money to the Taliban to recoup from the a couple of weeks ago, I guess they had an earthquake there. And not that we shouldn't give humanitarian aid to people, but they could sell. They should be able to sell some of that $80 billion worth of equipment we left behind, right? Sell some of it. Get the money you need. Why are we sending 700, I think it was 700,000, 700 million? It was either 75 million or 700 million. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. If it's a million pennies, it's too much money. Right? And, you know, they said this out loud. Joe Biden seems that liberal world order. They keep using that phrase over and over again. And they do it. Now it's in your face. Think about it. They would have never thought it. They would have been cautioned. They would have been verbally beat up by their own people. Do not use words like that. Do not rile up the right space. They do it right in your face now. You know why? We're lazy. They know we're lazy. I met with a group of people, a group of moms this week. Just totally devastated. They couldn't believe basically what I told them would happen happened. We as conservatives, not all we, but a lot of we fight, we get that fire going, we fight, we're going to rip the place up for about two weeks. Yeah, two meetings, and we're done. Like, spoil the kids who didn't do what they want, we're done. Don't start the fight if you're not willing to finish it. Don't get involved and get guys like me riled up and get some other people who are willing to, because you take all these other people down with you. It's wrong. And it's wrong because they think they have somebody to fight with. They think they have, alongside, I should say. They think they have somebody that's on the same page as them, willing to fight as hard as they do. You know what? What you're doing is wrong, or what you do is wrong. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins us in a few minutes. I'm sure she'll brighten up the room. I guarantee it. Be back in a couple of minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, I was at a place today having lunch, and the young lady, who doesn't know me from Adam, really, not that she should know Adam, but she said to me, I got to tell you know, I saw that movie Elvis, and it was wonderful. And the first thing in my head, I'm thinking, why would that be like one of the first things she said to me? And I know I'm old looking, and I looked at her. You want to talk about having some fun? I said, who's Elvis? And she was like, you know Elvis. I said, I don't know. Elvis who? I mean, what makes you think I'm that old? Because it dawned on me, she figured, if I was an old man, I must enjoy Elvis. Let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week. Always love when she's on with me. Don't you love to play with the young people like that? Who's Elvis? What are you talking about? I don't know any Elvis.
You kind of thought you knew who Elvis Costello was.
Oh, you know. I don't think she was talking
That's
about
what
Elvis Costello.
So, and it's funny that, why would she bring that up to you? But did she say what she thought about the movie? Because I'll be honest with you.
She thought it was wonderful. And yeah, I'm thinking that some of these young folks who think it was wonderful may not really understand or know what he was truly all about.
I've seen the trailer a couple of times, and I'm sold. And I was in the theaters when they played the trailer, and I was with my ex-husband, who is an Elvis fan. I'm not necessarily an Elvis fan. I appreciate his work, blah, blah, blah. But my ex-husband's an Elvis fan, and he didn't get it. But I said, listen to the women in the audience. You could hear women in the audience going, I want to see that. That guy is so cute. And he's a Disney kid. You know, I looked up his background. He looks nothing like Elvis. But he's pulling off the appeal that Elvis had. I'm like, who is this kid? So he's from the Disney world. Apparently he's had, he's been in a couple, Disney TV shows. Disney knows how to pick, how to cast people. They really are good. And look at this kid plays Elvis. Of all the actors in the world, he plays Elvis. I think Kurt Russell played him once as well.
Yeah, I don't, I really to your good. Point, I appreciate some of Elvis's music. I'm just not there. With all the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he had all that drama going on around him that most, rock stars had.
Well, okay, but I don't think he's much different from anything that's moved the needle, you know, in society. I could see how parents looked at him and went, no, you're not looking at this kid. This is a problem. This is unholy. I see that. Now we look at Elvis and he looks, what's the big deal?
He looks tame, for God's sakes. He could be the one dancing in front of the kindergartners. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. And I'd rather see him do that than a bunch of LGBTQers. But I think that he was instrumental in that. But you know why? I think I have a problem with him, and it's not fair. My mother always said that Elvis stole his music from the black man and never gave him credit. And so I've heard that too.
That a lot of his stuff came from some of the old time R&B artists and stuff like that.
But he admits when I saw his documentary, he admits it. He's paying. In his words, I guess it would be paying homage to. He hung out in black churches. He liked the sound. Well, who does? I mean. Come on, a lot of people get their music from different...
I spent 15 years in a black church. What's the problem? You know?
Well,
I liked it.
But it wasn't presented... When I was a kid, it was presented that he purposely stole this music and purposely didn't give us credit. I don't know. Maybe he did. But that was the rap that he got from the black community, so I never really paid much attention to him. I thought his movies were fun. Yeah. I thought it was much more fun when he got fat. Then he was worth watching. I was like, ooh, what's going to go on with this picture?
I saw a movie with him. I can't remember even who played him, where he was sitting in a living room. He was like 2 tons at the time, sitting there just falling over his belt. And he got mad at something that somebody said on TV about him, pulls his gun out and blows the TV away. Which I understood was based on a true incident at his house.
He did go to war, and he was a fan of, I believe it was Nixon. He's shown photographed in that, you know.
Oh, that's right too. Right. Some people say he was a secret service agent. that he secretly worked for the CIA and the Secret Service because he was all over the world.
Credit where credit's not due. But, you know, he was an interesting entertainer. He gave it his all. I would put him up there with entertainers like Prince or Michael Jackson because he gave it his all. He wasn't dialing it in, that's for sure.
No. No, and I thought, I remember when Ed Sullivan was talking about him after having him on the show and said he was probably one of the most
That's beyond my time.
You had the same look on your face when I told that waitress, "Hey, Elvis, who? I'm too young for Elvis." Ed Sullivan had him on the show and said he was probably one of the most respectful young men he's ever had in the show for, you know, a rock
singer. He could be a closet patriot. The man went to war. He's a friend of Nixon. He liked guns.
Okay. Yep, but they still only shot him from the waist up, so which I thought was interesting. I don't know, quite interesting to see people like that over the years. I mean, I'd like a real, and it's probably been done, I'd like a real documentary done on him as the human that he was. I mean, great what he did, and I understand he was a twin. And the other one didn't make
it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a lot of mental stuff going on with him over the years. His mom, I loved his mom. I mean, just idolized his mom, bought her everything. And when she died, he was devastated. I mean, there's all these little things that there's a human side of him. He wasn't just this druggy guy that, you know, rock star in the whole nine yards.
But we don't know that the new movie is going to portray that or not. You got to go see it. I want to see you sit there in the audience by yourself with the popcorn.
I'm not going to go see that movie anymore than I'm going to go see another movie about Gleason. You know, those are old days. It's over. See you later. Have a nice week. You know?
I forget his name. Brad somebody.
Brad Pitt?
Everybody loves Raymond. Brad, oh gosh.
Yeah,
Brad
Garrett. It's Raymond. Brad Garrett. Silence is good. Go ahead.
He did a great Gleason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched the recent Gleason documentary. It was pretty good. It really portrays him as the kind of person he was. We got to go for a break. Stop. You got to stop talking. We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars, where Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic energy resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
According to the most recent AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.84 a gallon. Last year, over the 4th of July, it was $3.12 a gallon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't forget your host.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I got to tell you. I'm going to get you all ready. You need to get ready for what's coming up. You know, take a minute to think about this. What's coming up. Come get a cookie. Love you. Now, you guys hear this all the time. Let me bring her in for a second. Tony Schmidt joins me. She does.
Hey, you need to bring me in because does she really say let the white girl sing?
No.
What did she say? I have always thought she said let the...
No. Here's the thing. Everybody thinks that this song is about Independence Day, the 4th of July. It's played at events and all of that. Have you ever listened to this song?
I heard the white girl sing.
So, no, this song is about a woman that's being beat by her husband. And I think in the song somewhere she kills him. Independence Day. Okay?
I'm good with it now.
So, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how... I enjoy the song. It's a great tune. I get it. But how about really talking about the real message going on there? You know what? I mean...
So who sings that? I'm sorry. Do you know?
Look who you're talking to. Are you for real? You ask me about movies and actors and producers. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's a movie. All right? There's a title. That's all I got. I got the title. That's it.
Joe, did you just crawl out from under that rock you're in? That's Martina McBride.
I'm in the cave. So, you've been beating on the left. I like beating on the left, too. So, Rolling Stone has got an article. Last week, I don't know if you're keeping up on some of this. I know you're really busy right now. But last week, there was an article about the Supreme Court came down and said it was okay for that coach After the school stuff, it was okay for the coach to pray in the middle of the field. He was fired for praying in the football at the end of the football game. You know, it was over. School stuff was over. He went to the middle of the field, and he gave God glory for, you know, keeping his players safe and the whole, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the kids joined him. Some. Not all. Some of the kids joined him. Matter of fact, some parents joined him from the stands. Well, the school said this is unacceptable. It looks like that, you know, you work for us, so it looks like you'll have to stop doing this. Well, he wouldn't stop, and then he got fired. Well, they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court went, No. You can't do that. You can't fire him for that. And they went through a whole bunch of stuff, which kind of cracked the dam a little bit to say you can pray in certain situations on public. You should actually be able to pray anytime you want to. So the loons on the left, this is how they reel in their people, right? The Supreme Court grants, this is the title, Supreme Court grants victory to reintroducing prayer in public schools. God, not even close, right? The court ruled on Monday that the public school officials violated the First Amendment by firing the football coach for leading students in prayer on the field. Again, another lie. That is not what they did. That's not what he did at all. He went out there by himself, and they joined him as he was praying in most cases. So the way they're laying this out, now, Rolling Stones is not the average magazine older folks would read. You know, there's a lot of young stories in there. There's a lot of good, you know, anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is that we get all frustrated, we get all crazy, but, you know, you look at this, and they're spinning this to make it look like the Supreme Court, again, went against the will of the people, went against the Constitution, and now allowing people to pray in public.
And
now teachers are going to be able to bring Bibles to school and teach all this stuff. These people are so afraid of God, it's pathetic. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You haven't said anything that I can dispute. I mean, I'm like, My big question is, first of all, I say this over and over and over. Faith comes by hearing. We know the second part of that is by hearing the word of God. But if you flip that on its head for the left, it's by hearing the word of not God.
Oh, yeah.
Or of evil. Okay, so we know that the information that they get is not truthful because the enemy is he's the king of deception. So we know that what they're getting is lies, and we know that they're going to believe
it. I know it, but go ahead.
Here, okay, so that leads me to my next point. Do the journalists, forget about the people, I think the left are too stupid to know what they think they know, but do the journalists, and this is legitimate, do the journalists purposely sway the story so that they can get people to believe in the deception, or do they actually, the author of that article that you just read, do you think that he actually believes what he wrote?
Well, so let me read you one little excerpt from it again. He said the 6-3 opinion authored by conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch ruled that public school officials have a constitutional right to pray in schools as well as to lead students in prayer during school events.
Which is not what happened.
What happened at all.
Okay, so does he believe that, or is he trying to sway his side? He has to lie.
He's painting a picture. I personally believe he's going out of his way to paint a picture
purposely
of what he wants to get across.
Purposely.
Yes, I believe that.
I can't. Ooh, they're so crazy. I'm like, are they really that crazy, or do they don't know? Do they don't know they crazy?
Some of the stuff, I think they believe this, and I think what they believe, and you can correct me, you've worked in the entertainment world, in this kind of world, but I think that they believe it's okay to lie about this, it's okay to spin this, so they can get across what they perceive to be the ultimate truth. They're so right and so sure. They can lie to help you out because you're too stupid to know better.
Yes, there are those. And trust me, I met many of them when I was working on shows in Hollywood. They knew that nobody was biting what they were selling. Nobody was buying what they were selling. but they felt that they had to keep pushing that story because the audience, the people, were too stupid, and eventually we would catch on. Now, eventually we did not catch on, but they cranked it up a notch.
Right.
When you look at Disney programming, when you look at all this stuff, they don't care anymore. They're right out in the open. They're in our faces with it. But there are true believers. There really are people in Hollywood who believe that what they're trying to do is helpful towards humanity. You see those parents who take their children to LGBTQ inappropriate pride parades and force their children to look at those naked men walking down the street, or, you know.
Would it be more prideful in a situation like that to have these floats and or drill teams, whatever? Wouldn't it be more prideful and more effective if they almost had a normal parade, and I'm going to say normal parade, where they had maybe gay and lesbian teams or groups doing certain things, performing certain things, you know, like you see in a regular parade. You have gymnastics, you have bands, you have what have you. You know, you could have an all gay and lesbian band, blah, 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 and have them playing. That'd be more of a prideful thing than somebody walking around with his hoosie hanging out and whipping it all around the place and looking at the kids and smiling. That doesn't do anything but turn most Americans, including other gay Americans, against them.
It depends on what you find prideful, I would suppose.
Thank you for that. There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
If you think that's pride and you have freedom now to go all out and be as outrageous, you know. You know, one time my sister said to me, the leftist, said sometimes the pendulum has to swing all the way over until it can right itself. I don't believe that's the case at all. I think that they're turning off a lot of people by being publicly inappropriate. I don't see the point in having any sort of parade that celebrates your sex, your sexuality, your sexual preference.
Maybe we could have a,
I don't
kind of
understand
a sexual pride,
why that is
pride parade. What do you think?
Well, they think that all the other parades have always been that. But we've never, those parades have never been centered around our sexuality. When you start centering your identity around what your sexual preferences are, that's offensive, and it's belittling you. That's what I said to you a few weeks ago. I no longer will use the term gay when I'm referring to somebody, because I don't refer to anybody else as by their sexuality,
all right,
or what their
preference. You have to hold that thought. We have to pay for the show unless you're cutting checks. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feed for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I always love some of the artists that I've run into over the years. I had them on the show to get their own little different renditions of certain things. And I love it. I think it's great. You know, you got, and it's so hard to play their stuff because some of those social media sites don't like when you play people.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Yeah.
like you appreciate good movies. I appreciate this kind of stuff because, you know, when you do the stuff a cappella like this, it is so cool. I think things like Whitney Houston's rendition, you know, I'd just be hard to beat that one. There's a few of these that are classics, and that's nice, though, wasn't it? That's kind of moving.
Yeah, not well. It's a heteronormative, angry, white male, anti...
I think you just got yourself 50,000 new leftist fans. That was great. I like that.
Fantastic. Pro-slavery song, if you like that sort of thing. That's your thing.
I have one of those. Years ago I did it. It was a basketball game. And I think it was at a high school. Was it a pro, but it was a basketball game. And somebody caught in video. Four or five black kids got up from different places. And I don't know if they obviously staged this thing, okay? So they came up and they came to the middle of the thing and they just start singing this. And they did one exactly like this. And it was fantastic. It rocked the house. Anyway, I would get a kick out of stuff like that that is pseudo spontaneous or it has no music behind it. It's hard to do.
You know, all of our songs, our patriotic songs, are really difficult songs to sing. Oh my! Couldn't they have come up with something that anybody can sing? That well, you know, it really
they didn't have. They didn't have Quincy Jones at the time. They couldn't put it together properly.
That's true. But you know what? As we were talking off the air about things to do during this holiday, this celebration, is I'm going to have another kid over, and one of the games that I would like to play is who could recite the Pledge of Allegiance. So I homeschooled one of my grandkids one day at my other grandkid's house, and we started off the day by doing the Pledge of Allegiance, the flag salute.
Wow.
Well, the other grandchildren walked by and went, "What is that?" They never heard it.
Come on.
And neither really did my grandson who I was showing. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll do that as an exercise and we'll learn it and I'll give a prize to who learned it the fastest. But then, you know what I thought? My second thought was, I bet the other mom will get mad at me if I do that. She will not want her. Because it's almost like proselytizing. How do you say proselytizing?
Proselytizing.
Proselytizing
that they live in a country where they can do what they can do and not get shot?
Yes, to some parents, in particular black parents, yes. That is like you are stepped over the line. I let my kid come to your house and you have them pledging allegiance to America? That could be very offensive. Is that sad or what? That could be
The sad part is that you even have to consider it. That's right. So
it's sad that I even have to go think twice about that one. This is offensive. This is so offensive that you could just have.
Wow.
And you know, it's only recently with my lip sister. She has friends that they used to have a July 4th party every year. Every year I went to this thing. Never was there a flag. Was there any mention of America? Was there any? And I was like, I'm tired of this. At some point, can we say?
How do you have a 4th of July celebration? I said that to somebody that did. They said, "Happy 4th." I said, "What does that mean?" I'm not trying to be mean to you. I said to the woman, "What does that mean? Happy August 4th? Happy September 4th? What does it mean?" You know? It's Independence Day for real. And I am sorry that, you know, that the black community didn't get independence on July 4th. But it wasn't. I'm tired of hearing people say it's because the founding fathers didn't want it. That is not true.
That's not true.
You do some reading, you find out. You read their letters, you find out that's not true. And but I need to get your blood pressure up again because it's not high enough. All right.
Okay.
So you had made comment in the last segment that you know that the left do they really believe what they say they believe? Are they really that crazy? Do they really this or really that? Right. And I said to you, "Oh yes, the story about a vegan Florida mom that is maybe convicted of murdering her 18-month-old child, and not because she strangled it to death, But because she decided that she wasn't going to allow animals to be killed to feed her child, and she basically starved it to death by only feeding it raw fruit and vegetables. That was all she got. So now she's been brought up on first-degree murder charges and child abuse. I mean, they've hit this woman with everything.
Oh, good.
And, I agree with you, because you know that the pediatrician told her to stop. You need to feed this kid.
Really?
You know, and they said, no, we're on a strict vegan diet. I don't believe this. It's fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and breast milk. And I was thinking, when I first read the article, I thought, okay, well, the breast milk should have taken care of most of the issues. But if all she was eating was fresh fruits and vegetables, that could be a problem, right?
Yeah, but not for 18 months. That's a long time. And I'm, you know what? But here's the thing about the left is they have their principles, doggone it. You know what? If she has starved an animal and killed an animal.
Oh, please. They would have put her to death by now. Yeah.
Yep. She'd have had the death penalty. She's lucky she only did it to her child. I wonder if she has some remorse or some second thought about what she did, or if she's sticking to her principles, going, well, it was important that I gave it a vegan diet. They're really, again, do they know that they're sick, or are they just trying to prove a point?
You ready for this one? Her attorney made a comment to the jurors and said it wasn't as bad as it sounds because the little guy died in his sleep.
Wow.
And wow.
Isn't he fortunate? Wow.
They really think this. See, so just at that moment when I'm willing to give him a little bit of slack, and then I read this and I go, oh, that's it. I'm done with you.
So she was able to find a leftist lawyer who was as crazy and immoral as she was. That's right there.
Sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm just.
It's so sad. There's something wrong with them. Again, I'm willing for them. They can have California. They all should live together. We shouldn't have to live by their rules. If they want to do that sort of thing, they can kill all their babies if they want. They can live off the land, but they can't have our military. They can't have our police departments. They have to get what food they want to eat to market. They have to drive it there. They have to manufacture materials to buy their...
Wait, whoa. You want them to be self-sufficient? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's the long and short of a yes. Because they tell us how we have to live. I am sick and tired of it. You saw a picture I sent you. I drove to L.A. yesterday, and there was a butt-naked man walking down the street. And the irony of it is he was walking past a gas station that had $6.95 a gallon gas. And I'm like, okay, what is more appalling? When you look at that picture, what is worse?
Stop it. You're going to make me throw up. It's like the absurd or the more absurd. Which one? Which one were you more shocked by?
Let them have it.
The $7 an hour gasoline or the guy with a thong on, basically.
He did not have fun a thong. I wish. He would have been overdressed.
All right. Show with senior host. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. Sonya's going to hang out with me for the second hour. We still got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. Be right back.
Sorry. 24.